20-something piano prodigy Samuel Yerga is too young to have experienced the early 70s jazz movement in his native Ethiopia. Yet he's absorbed its music deeply, and plenty more as well. Reviewer Banning Air says Yerga's debut album, Guzo, or Journey, revives and updates Ethiopian jazz.
Samuel Yerga's talent was recognized early, but music educators in Ethiopia placed roadblocks in his path. First, they told him his hands were too small to play piano. Later, he was thrown out of a prominent music school for experimenting too much. Yerga fit in better in the anything-goes world music scene in England, at last a place where his penchant to fuse jazz, Latin music, classical, pop, and Ethiopian sounds made perfect sense. On this track, a Fender Rhodes piano vamps while a traditional violin plays dark harmonies to conjure a delicious mood of foreboding. This sound instantly allies Yerga with Ethiopia's fabled musical past in the 70s, a time when indigenous folk musicians, brass bands, and local funksters found common ground in the capital, Addis Ababa. That's Samuel Yerga in a kind of retro soul jazz collaboration with the Creole Choir of Cuba. Quirky, yes, but decidedly original. Among the intriguing ensemble pieces on this CD are also three solo piano compositions, and this is where we can really take the measure of a maverick young player. Samuel Yerga throws a lot into the mix with this CD. He actually risks being overwhelmed by his influences, whether the unmistakable rhythms and modes of Ethiopia or any of his other wide-ranging borrowings. Yerga has had to fight for his right to be himself, and in the end, the voice and vision of a distinctive composer shines through in this impressive debut.
Banning Air is senior editor at Afropop.org. He reviewed Guzo by Samuel Yerga.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.